How are you, Kyle?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Tony. How are you?
I tell you what, our phone lines have been blowing up. We have had more people this week on the phone talking with us, and we love that. We encourage that. But when you start talking about raising people's taxes, they come out of the woodwork to talk about that. And what's your take on that story?
Well, you know, I did a column for the City Pulse this past week where I pretty much took a hatchet to the City Council for not approving this millage increase right from the get-go and giving it to the voters. You know, if you take a look at what the millage increase would have done, all of us, and I don't know, I can't really speak for everybody, but we wouldn't have been paying more in property taxes. I mean, this was just basically to keep our level of police and fire at about the same level that it's at now, you know, barring a couple cuts. And, you know, I was really frustrated because I'm getting sick and tired of the Carol and Verg show over there at City Hall. You know, it's kind of charming to cover from a political aspect because, you know, a good tension makes good headlines and always makes good news. And, you know, with those two, you always got something going on here. But, you know, I just don't understand why we all can't be rowing in the same direction here. You know, I mean, how come the City Council, if they did support, keeping our fire and our police at the same levels, how come we can't be rowing in the same direction and be working on the same campaign and be working hard to get this thing passed? And I know I took a hatchet to the City Council this week and the City Pulse because I'm getting just frustrated by this. But, you know, maybe I'm a little bit to blame here, too. You know, maybe I didn't do enough to get this thing passed. You know, and I am strongly in support of it. You know, I strongly support this thing, too. You know, I don't want to see police, and in particular, police levels drop. You know, here in my own neighborhood on the west side, just in the last 5 years that I've owned this house, I've watched somebody walk out of my neighbor's house in the middle of the night. We had an armed robbery around the corner last month. Me and my two-year-old watched a home burglary. You know, and you know what? I've put up with all this just because I know when I pick up the phone, I'm going to get the police here quickly. You know, when we saw somebody walk out of my neighbor's house in the middle of the night, we called 911. They were here within seconds, you know, and I've seen the numbers. I know that Lansing is blessed that we have one of the highest police to resident ratios in this state. And that's not rhetoric. That's not something taken from somebody's talking points. I've seen the numbers. It's true. And now it's not going to be that way. And I'm a little ticked off about it. And I think that's why I was so hard on the City Council in Tuesday's column. But, you know, maybe I should be hard on myself, too. You know, maybe I didn't write, you know, I have a forum every week that I could have written something, and I didn't. And
you know what, Kyle?
I'm taking a little bit of the blame myself.
Kyle, I want you to show some emotion, passion, and fight. Holy cow, are you fired up about this?
Well, I am. I'm ticked off. I mean, if we're going to be laying off police officers, you know, as it is right now, I had my bike stolen it's been a few years now. And the police came, you know, and it was like 30, 45 minutes. I don't expect them to be there right off the bat with my bike, you know, getting stolen. But now what's going to happen? Now how long is it going to take for them to come over and take that kind of report? You know, if they even come in person, they may just want to do it over the phone.
Kyle, when we talk about the publicity for that, I've heard several comments on this program from citizens saying they didn't even know about it.
Well, and look, I mean, it's going to impact everybody. Look, I got a fire station around the corner here. I know that thing's getting shut down. They're talking about closing three fire stations. You don't got to be a genius to figure out that's one of the ones that's going. I mean, it's just not, you know, it's small and it's cute and it's community, but my God, it's right around the corner. It's awesome. You can't get any better than that, we're not going to have that anymore. I mean, the response times just aren't going to be the same anymore, and we're going to pay for that. I mean, you talk about saving $100 or whatever on your property tax. I know that's what everyone's talked about. Oh, you know, but you're not paying any more. The millage rates are, your bill is going to be the same because your property values are going down. Everybody's property values are going down. And then get this, how are our property values going to go up, Tony? How are their property values going to go up when we don't have police and fire around here anymore?
All right, Kyle,
I
don't want to run out of time, so I want to ask you this question. I asked just about every city council member why they didn't just, they had the power to just kick this in on their own. I asked them, is it because you lack courage, or is it because you don't want to take the hit to implement this, and so you pawn it off on the voters? And each one of them told me that, Tony, we want to let them be able to decide if we're going to charge them more.
Yeah, but you see, people are scared, and this is what I got to, and I'm glad you asked that question, Tony, because the folks are scared. I mean, you see a millage increase, and automatically you think you're going to pay more in taxes. I mean, that is your automatic gut reaction. I understand that. But when you take a look at your actual tax bill, I'm paying less in property taxes this year than I did the year before, and the year before that, too. I mean, my mortgage payment is going down because the amount of money I put in the escrow is going down because our property taxes are going down because our property values are going down. Everything's going down, which means that we have to approve. We should have approved that millage just to keep
things
the same.
All right, Kyle, I've got to get to a news break. Can I call you at the same time tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'll do that. Thanks so much. We loved hearing from you.
All right.